Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day is brought to you by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts.
We do have some breaking news here as it pertains to the Mets, BT. More on the coaching changes. Pitching coach Jeremy Hefner, hitting coaches Jeremy Barnes and Eric Chavez.
I think they need a shakeup, man.
Yeah.
The fact that there's new juice, new blood, you need that. If the third base coach was better, you probably win three more games.
Yeah.
And then you're probably in the playoffs.
He was
so
awful.
It matters.
Yeah, I mean, also if Pete Alonso could throw a baseball or catch one, maybe they win a game or two and find themselves in
the
postseason.
I heard that there's also a vacancy in the pitching lab.
Don't be a jerk. See, this is come on now. It's a bad joke.
Tough.
You give the bad jokes and the BT doesn't get them, and then I got to clean up.
I get them. They got to be funny to laugh.
That was a great show.
I get it. I mean, Hoff is generally a funny guy, and that was a little flat.
You were
waiting on serious stuff, and you could see the look at his face where he's got that, I know. Oh, I got another name for you.
Yeah, I know.
Ooh, there's an opening in the pitching lab. No, come on, Hoff.
I could have given you the courtesy chuckle, to be fair. I probably could have thrown you one of those, but he's trying.
I've given you plenty of those.
No, you handled it. BT, you handled it the right way, but I was then confused.
Wasn't that funny?
No, but then I'm like, oh, does BT not understand what he's saying?
Oh, no, I get it.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to make sure.
Come on. What's there not to get?
Don't didn't simple. Get it, though.
Yeah, well, that's different.
I'm not sure I got it. I don't even I still don't get it.
I didn't laugh either.
All right, BT, it's Sal. Player to Watch is sponsored by ELEC 825, Building Our Future Collars & Co., the original dress collar polo. For me, BT, I'm looking at Darius Slayton here. He was the Giants' leading receiver in Week 4 and their win over the Chargers. But it was a pedestrian 44 yards. They need a lot more from that. Obviously, neighbors down. I do think that even though I trust the Giants defense more after their impressive performance last week, they're going to need to show something against the Saints, who at the very least can be a high-octane, push-it-down-the-field type offense. They may not be a good team, but they're going to try to score a lot of points in that dome. Giants going to have to keep up with them. I think they're going to have to throw the ball to somebody. Slayton would be that guy.
Yeah, and without neighbors now, Slayton's going to get some double teams. He's certainly going to get the top corner. It's just a little bit of different level of responsibility. Good call. I'm going to go to Sunday night. Hopefully I'm sitting on a 2-0 Yankee lead Sunday night, but that game's going to be very revealing. I don't know what the Patriots do as a team, but I'm very curious how Drake May plays up in Buffalo. He's been phenomenal this year, man. So, I mean, I know he's been good. I looked at his numbers. I didn't realize this. First of all, he's at 75% completion percentage. 75. He's thrown at least two touchdowns in each of the last 3 weeks, and he also has run for a couple of touchdowns, and he's running well. So, third overall pick, he seems to have paid dividends. Are they ready for a step up in weight class? We'll see. Good game.
WFAN NFL football, powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. Let's finish up on the phones here ahead of a huge matchup, Yanks-Toronto. I mean, I just think it's fitting, BT, that it comes down to this. It's one thing to meet in the regular season, one thing to even be crowned division champion, which the Blue Jays had. You trade that division title for a win this round. This is what it's all about. I don't think Toronto was a legitimate match. They ran their mouths, their broadcasters, whatever it may be, their players, the manager talking about it, Springer talking about, oh, you're going to give the division to the Yankees? When the Blue Jays are starting to choke things away at the end, the manager taking shots left and right, insinuating that the Yankees are only good when they know what's coming. Well, now we're going to see it. Yanks, Blue Jays head-to-head, and I just don't think Toronto has what it takes to beat the Yankees in this series. I think the Yanks are going to eventually move on, and I think it's going to be in short order as well.
Man, I hope you're right. I feel good about it as well. I'm not sure about a sweep, but I do think the Yanks are set up. It's funny, some matchups, you're always juiced up for the postseason, but some are fairly benign in terms of like the emotions that you emit, like a Boston, obviously, a Subway Series with
last
the Mets.
Year, Kansas City.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying, along those lines. So think about Boston, even though, you know, Boston's lineup is what it is, and they're a year or two away, I think, from being really, really good. You still got to beat them. And if they would have lost that, Yanks would have been punked nationally, so you couldn't deal with that nonsense. And now you got the team that, as you said, has been chirping all summer, even to the point, not just like when they're playing the Yankees. The Yankees are so centrally on the mind of Toronto, whether it's the umpires or the broadcast. They're talking about the Yankees when the Yankees aren't even in the same building with them. It would take great pleasure to send these punks home.
It's going to be sweet for the Yankees in the event that they do win. And obviously, we'll be locked in tomorrow, 4:05, game one. And we still haven't had an announcement yet.
Not yet, just Gausman for Toronto.
Tyler is calling from Caldwell, New Jersey. What's up, Tyler?
Hey, bud.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. Hey, just wanted to say I've been watching the YouTube live as well, loving the hairstyles. Anyways, I want to talk about Aaron Boone. I really do. I know. But you know, we are giving Schittler a ton of credit, and rightfully so, of course. I'm not going to dive into the historical performance thing. Whatever. You got to move on to the next series. You know, the big bugaboo in game one with Boone was that, you know, some were saying that they pulled Fried early. And I happen to be in that party, but with Boone in general,
yeah.
You know, in my opinion, his biggest issues has always come with the pitching. I think the lineup is a little overrated. I think you just kind of have to rely on your players to play a little bit, especially in the game-by-game basis. With pitching, you can make a lot more mistakes. And analytics aside, there's a few intangibles with managing a pitching staff, like we saw in Game 1 and Game 3. Let me tell you why. Game 1, Boone had that feeling, you know, deep down in his gut that Fried had to go, we put Weaver in, we see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost weird because you figure you'd give your 180-plus much more million-dollar pitcher a little bit longer of a leash. But he learned his lesson. You know, there were instances in the fifth, sixth, seventh.
Hey, come on.
You want to get us in trouble here? That's right, it?
He's still there. No, he's there.
Okay.
Good.
But my point is, you know, you have to give – listen, for a fan base that throws a lot of flack at players, managers, front office, you have to give Boone credit for keeping Schittler as long as he did. Honestly, because, listen, it's a tough town. Fans sometimes don't make it easy. And trust me, I think the Yankees should have won a lot more World Series before, you know, the instance that they're in right now, they might be able to win one. We haven't seen one since 2009. Let's rally behind Boone a little bit right now. Ben Rice, the big, you know, issue in game one, of course, again, was Rice didn't get in that bat, lefty-lefty.
Put it this way, Tyler.
Rice's at-bats versus the lefty for Boston were horrendous.
Yeah, they were awful.
Didn't come from nowhere.
It never comes from nowhere, and thank you for the call, Tyler. We appreciate
Thanks, Tyler.
It never comes from nowhere. Put it this way. Boone is a lot better than people gave him credit for. Like, he has just been the punching bag for years. Every manager you could pick apart their decision.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Decisions, you can say whether it's the data, whatever it may be, especially in today's day and age. But Boone is treated as if he's some buffoon.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It really is absurd. So maybe this is the sweet victory tour for him. Now, a long way to go. Like, they're just, right now, it took a lot to get back to where they were a year ago starting the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we are. There's three more rounds to go. It's a long, like, that was a stressful three-game series. It's a long way to go to get back to the World Series and then eventually win it. So I'm not going to throw him his flowers now, but let's treat Aaron Boone with a little more respect around here.
I obviously agree. Now, think
even
about
if he is a data applicator.
Yeah, think about last night, right? So he puts it. Now, he could have done a lot of different things. Caballero played third base the first game, didn't do that last night. Rosario gets the big knock. We talked about this going in. We didn't really know what he would do. We thought we talked about what he might, what we think he should do, but he could have easily put Goldschmidt to start at first base and Ben Wright as the catcher.
Didn't think he was going to do it.
He didn't do that, and by not doing that, think about the big at-bat that Austin Wells gave you, 9 or 10 pitches, and I thought that should have been a hit, whatever. We're not going to yell about that, but I thought it was a hit. Either way, clutch at-bat. Think about Goldie getting the pinch hit late. Think about now Ben Rice did not look good at first base, but everything that he did last night kind of worked out. And I boil it down very simply when it comes to Boone. And I would encourage almost everybody that thinks he's a buffoon, to use your word, which we don't. I would encourage you to at least think about this once in a while. I challenge you. Name the series that Aaron Boone and the Yankees were supposed to win, whether through Vegas or what we saw unfold during the season, where they did not win. In 22, a couple of years ago, the Astros superior. Now the Yankees threw up all over themselves against the Dodgers last year, so that was a very bad look, and the Cortez move was awful. But the Dodgers superior. Vegas told you that. Our eyes told you that. So to me, when he's not underachieving, which I don't think he's ever done once.
2020 maybe against the Rays.
I don't remember the exact odds, but
the Yankees were a machine. And now again, 2020 is a pandemic, so.
But Voit's playing first. They go back and look at the Yankee roster. It wasn't anything special, man. I'm not saying that you're 100% wrong. Maybe that's the one that you could throw up there for debate. But people make it seem like the Yankees going to every October, Yankees odds-on favorite to win the World Series, and they lose to the Guardians and the Royals every year. Like, the teams they're supposed to beat, they beat.
Yeah, to me, it's never been about Boone as far as the Yankees' deficiencies. However, he has been the punching bag. And I personally am finally happy to see a little bit more of the gut-type stuff the last 2 days specifically. Some people disagree with keeping Rodon in. I'm good with it. Keep one, like, my mentality would always be keep the guy in, let him get knocked out. He did it last night with Schlittler, who really, it was an easy decision.
Yeah, it was.
You can't pull him out of that game. And the same thing the night before with Rodon was a little trickier decision. Frank is in Monroe. We'll finish us off here. What's up, Frank?
Hey, boys. How you doing?
Good.
You know, that guy Charlie from the Poconos, he obviously shaved his head. That's number one.
Yeah, we got that.
Number two, Aaron Boone, I tell my friends that want Boone fired that he, like, his grandfather played in the pros, his father played in the pros, his brother did, he did. Like, that guy knows more about baseball than most people that are alive. Like, What do they want him to do?
Well, Frank, it doesn't mean he gets a lifetime contract with the Yankees because the family. I know you're not saying that. I know you're not saying that.
Right. We don't have to beat him down all the time.
Yep.
And number two, BT, think about this. Next year,
yep.
Cole, Fried, Rodon,
Schlittler. I know.
Right?
I know.
Deal? Like, think about that rotation.
Warren. Yeah.
Every team in the league would take either one of those guys.
But I'm worried about tomorrow. I hear you, Frank, but I'm worried. I'm focused on tomorrow.
Thanks for the call.
Even though you're not wrong, but I get it.
You can't worry about next year.
Tomorrow.
Oh, like,
I want a championship.
Hey, who's to say that one of these guys doesn't get injured this year or in the offseason or in spring training? Like, that's how pitching is. That's how... fragile it is with the starting pitching, where you just don't know, which is why I wouldn't invest a lot of money in it. The Yankees have invested a lot of money in it. Hey, it's a great thing that they went out there and got Max Fried, and he can basically fill in for Gerrit Cole, who's not there. Rodon, they spent a lot of money a couple years ago. He's finally pitching up to those standards, and it's nice to get balanced out by Schlittler, who's not making anything, and going out there and dominated like an ace last night. So I'd worry about now as opposed to... Same thing with Ravage last night. Oh, this for years to come. It doesn't work like that. You don't know year to year, especially with the fragility of a pitching staff.
Look at some of the young Met pitchers over the years. We thought they'd be here, forever.
Exactly.
The trio, even going back to Generation K. I mean, going back to Pulsifer and those guys.
Who proved nothing, and we anointed them before they did anything. And then the guys in 2015 who actually did do something, whether it be Harvey, DeGrom, Syndergaard, all that fell apart.
I hear you.
You just don't know.
Kerry Wood. The baseball graveyard is littered with... I hear that.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but... Scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.